This is Twit.
Unless you're on a computer for 22 hours straight, you know, battery life is going to be a lot more personal. I think the thing that made me sit up and pay attention was actually in TechCrunch, where the reviewer said, oh, this thing works like an iPad.
Matthew Panzerino, yeah.
Yeah, and then said the click is responsive, every interaction is immediate, it feels like an iOS device in the best way. And the reason I thought that was really important is because it points to a trend that we're actually seeing on the Windows side too, which is the notion that computing is not going to be based on the model that we're used to, where the keyboard and the mouse are your primary sources of input and data manipulation and data access. We're moving to a model where it's going to be tactile and immediate, and you and your data are going to flow between, you know, your mobile device and your laptop device and back and forth. And I thought it was interesting that Apple is massaging and amplifying user expectations for a shift that's already in progress and a shift that's already been happening with people who are hardcore Surface users for quite a while.
And there's also, it feels like to some degree, Microsoft prepared for this in an interesting way, because starting next year, they're going to be selling a product where you're not even running Windows locally. You're running it in the cloud.
Yeah, no, desktop as a service is a huge and growing market for enterprise folks. And it's gotten a real boost from, well, 2020, because when any enterprise is faced with having to support people virtually, instead of being able to just like walk over and see why somebody is hitting the restart button repeatedly and not getting to ring it up, you know, DAAS, it's just, you can pop in, see what they're doing, reconfigure things, reboot it for them, get it going. And, you know, Microsoft was, I guess the best way to put it is, you know, Microsoft is like, yes, this is going to be a thing. Yes, they've already got a really strong cloud-based position, and they've seen phenomenal growth in their cloud-based services for the enterprise, like not just Azure. We're talking like Office 365 has been great for them too. And this is another logical outgrowth of that, where
if I get
a customer to pay for a service rather than a license.
Yeah. If I could play Cyberpunk 2077 on an Android phone or a Chromebook, yeah, on Google Stadia, why the hell do I need to have Windows running on a machine?
Yeah, exactly.
Which, in some ways, it almost feels like Apple might have made a strategic mistake. They focused on making a more powerful desktop, while Microsoft focused on running wherever you are, right?
But are they really aiming at the same audience? For all that we're sitting here talking about this, you know, a lot of Microsoft's bread and butter is in really almost boring, or, you know, we run the world type places like hospital offices, right, or school administrations, yeah, things like that.
Yeah.
And Apple's done a really good job of colonizing a much different set of offices and industry verticals. So I don't know if you can necessarily compare them one to one anymore. They're very different companies in a lot of ways. Microsoft makes an increasing percentage of its revenue quarter over quarter based on cloud-based services and data manipulation, whereas Apple is beginning to move into consumer-based services and emphasis on wearables and phones and things like that.
So maybe
they're
instead
not-
of...
You can't really do business parity, in my opinion. They're both part of like a personal computing ecosystem, but they have very different functions. I mean, it's the same thing. You can have, to use another metaphor, you can have like your KitchenAid mixer and you can have your coffee maker, and both of them can be beautifully designed and do what they're going to do, but you can't interchange them. You can't make coffee in a five-quart mixer.
Nobody says, gee, I wish I had a burr grinder in my KitchenAid. So maybe it's better to say, instead of an inflection point, well, we're at a fork in the road where computing is going to take two different directions. Is that a fair?
Now, bear in mind, this is just a personal opinion, and this is also based on, you know, watching trends in the enterprise and things like that. If you are an end user, you're probably going to conceive of computing as, this is the collection of data and experiences and apps that are in my personal cloud, and I access them through any one of a wide variety of hardware devices. For the companies, it's going to be a slightly different relationship where they're like, these are going to be the services we offer, and these the devices and appliances we offer, and these are the configurations we offer. And you're not going to have people locked into different platforms. You're going to have them maybe locked into different services based on how easy it is to move their stuff around and access it. But if somebody is an Apple partisan, it's not, I only store things in iCloud. I never use Google Drive or Gmail. Like, that's just not how it works.
No, it isn't. No, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And actually, Lori, it may not be a bad thing if I have an Apple computer as a consumer for my stuff that I'm doing locally and that's my product. There's been a lot of questions. Well, what about boot camp? Will I be able to run Windows on this? In fact, in the Ars Technica article, I think Craig Federighi said, that's up to Microsoft. They got to figure that out. It's not our job to get Windows running on our new Macintoshes. Mm-hmm. Maybe the answer is I don't run Windows on my Macintosh. I run Windows Virtual Desktop in a browser, and now I have everything I want. I have a cloud. Mm-hmm. I have Windows. I have a personal device that is aesthetic and beautiful and powerful. I get everything I want. Is that?
I haven't used a virtual machine yet. I'm testing out the MacBook Pro right now, and one of the things I need to do is test out a virtual machine on it. But from what I understand, the issues with other Macs having a little bit of lag using virtual machines goes away completely with the M1 chip. Right. So, you know, that's the pain point that people would say, well, that I use Boot Camp because I don't like the Mac operating system. I want the hardware that is the Mac, but I want the software that is Windows. And, you know, let's see, maybe the virtual machine is the solution to that, at least temporarily, while Boot Camp is not, you know, working for the M1 chip.
Lisa, does Windows Virtual Desktop run? It runs in a browser, right? You would just do. Or do you have a client app? How does that work? Do you know?
You know, you asked me, and I haven't actually had any hands-on time with it.
Well, nobody has. It comes out next year. I mean, in theory, you could run it in a browser. Here's what I find really interesting. While a number of manufacturers, including Microsoft, have been, you know, said, well, we're going to embrace the M1 chip, but we're not going to do it right away, or, you know, Office is currently in beta. Google, within days, said, oh, here's Chrome. And I thought about it, and I realized that's actually because I think Google sees Chrome as the window into Windows Virtual Desktop. I know they see Chrome as the window into Stadia. People complain, oh, my M1, it's not going to play video games. It doesn't have a discrete GPU. Who cares? You're going to be running when that hit me, I thought, I don't have to worry about native games on my Mac, on my new Mac. Because I'm going to run Chrome native, and it's going to use WebSM or whatever technologies, PWA technologies it uses, and I can play Fortnite. I can play. I pre-ordered Cyberpunk 2077. Mm-hmm. I can play all of that because it's not running on the machine. It's running in the cloud. I'm streaming it to a browser. I think that's to me. That's why I think this is a sea change, and I don't know how it's going to shake out. But I think you nailed it, Lisa, by saying yours is a personal thing. Like my wristwatch is or a piece of jewelry is a personal object, a commodity that's mine, my phone. But it's a window into a larger tool set that is actually probably in the cloud, much of it, right? And this is Microsoft's perfectly positioned for that.